20 minutes past six, and we continue with the day's top business news now, focusing on the Mango pilot strike. The low-cost airline faced challenges today, including flight delays as a result of the industrial action over a demand of an 8.5% salary increase. Dion Reinecke from the trade union Solidarity, which represents the pilots, joins us on the line. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Dion, what has the effect of the strike today had towards the union salary demand? Are you any closer to getting the employer to basically agree to what you are demanding?
Well, at this stage, we didn't have any response from the employer, so we're still waiting and we're still willing to negotiate with the employer. But the effect of the strike is that there was a couple of flights that was cancelled today and a handful of flights that has been delayed, you know, from an hour and a half to 2 hours. So except for that, the coming from their own words yesterday, they indicated to us that a strike like this will cost the company about $10 million a day due to the arrangements of new flights, using other companies to fly passengers, you know, and rescheduling the flights. So we believe that the impact that we have on the strike is huge, and it's going to escalate as currently they are using their own pilots, management pilots, to fly some airplanes. But they will reach the legal flying time in due course, and I think that will escalate the costs for the company.
Since reports that talks with the employer collapsed at the weekend, has there been further engagement?
There's no further engagement. We gave the company more than adequate notification of a strike. We gave them 4 days instead of 48 hours in the hope that the company will come to the table. But even after last night, when a senior pilot requested the company, please come to the table and negotiate with Solidarity, they still had the attitude of, listen, we're not going to offer anything new. We'll stand by our proposal of 6%.
That 6% is non-negotiable to Solidarity at this point. How would the union then respond to the argument around the employer not being able to afford the demand that Solidarity has put on the table?
I don't think it's not affording the demand. You know, the figure that we, if you look at the PEX report that was presented to the company and its own reports, the Mango pilots get between 23% and 40% less than the market. Mm-hmm. But that's not the crux of the argument. The difference between the 6% and 8.5% is $3 million a year. But the company is now paying 10 million rand a day in the strike, you know, so that does not make sense. And the company, the past five, made good profits, and I think they can afford it.
What's to be expected then post the start of today's industrial action? What happens tomorrow or until the union and its employer reach agreement?
Well, from now on, our members will continue to strike. I had a meeting with the Joburg part of the pilots this afternoon, and I feel strong that they will strike until we get to an agreement. But we are open, and we did indicate to the company, come to the table and negotiate. Don't tell us, listen, that this is your final offer, because The 6% that I put on the table was from the beginning. We didn't declare a dispute. The company declared the dispute against us. So we are willing to negotiate. We were actually surprised when the company said, listen, we are in a deadlock. We refer this to the CCMA.
Thank you so much for your contribution, Dion Reinecke from the Trade Union Solidarity, which represents striking pilots at Mango Airlines.